Here come the sanctions. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine is either imminent or already underway, President Biden issuing an executive order banning new investment, trade, or financing by anyone in the U.S. in the disputed regions of Ukraine. The White House says formal sanctions are coming Tuesday. Russia's President Putin speaking out yesterday.
In a televised address to the nation, Putin explained the decision to recognize the independence of two breakaway states in eastern Ukraine. He addressed the Ukrainian people directly.
You want to be decommunized? Well, we're quite fine with that, but don't stop halfway, as they say. We are ready to show you what decommunizing Ukraine really means.
Recognition could mean Putin may send regular Russian forces into eastern Ukraine.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. An invasion of Ukraine threatens to hit Americans in the wallet by pushing gas prices even higher.
According to AAA, the national average gas price is up 20 cents compared to just 1 month ago. And when you look back to 1 year ago, it's up 90 cents. Add in the geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine, and that could push crude oil prices past the $100 per barrel mark. Ministers of Arab oil-producing countries say they won't further increase production to help ease high prices.
Fox's Jeff Paul. Overnight crude oil futures now up to $96 a barrel. Lawmakers in Canada have voted to extend the emergency powers to prevent another truckers' protest like the one broken up in Ottawa over the weekend. Following 3 hours of deliberations Monday, the jury resumes that task today in the federal hate crimes trial of the three men convicted of killing jogger Ahmed Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. With the defense resting yesterday, closing arguments are expected to begin today in Minneapolis in the federal trial of three former police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. America is listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Centers for Disease Control defending the non-release of more complete data on COVID-19 and the vaccines.
Over the course of the pandemic, the CDC has published lots of general information on COVID-19's disproportionate impact on the elderly, on minorities, on people with underlying health conditions. But an article in the Sunday New York Times suggests the agency is yet to release more detailed or granular demographic information that could potentially help state and local health officials better target their efforts to fight the pandemic. According to the Times, the performance of vaccines and boosters, particularly in younger adults, is among the most glaring omissions in data the CDC has made public. The CDC spokesperson explained to the New York Times there is concern that incomplete information might be misinterpreted.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. Bob Beckel is dead. The liberal pundit and analyst who was one of the original co-hosts of The Five on the Fox News Channel. He had chaired Walter Mondale's presidential campaign and served as a deputy Assistant Undersecretary of State in the Carter administration. Cause of death not specified. Bob Beckel was 73. Today will be a special Tuesday for lots of couples.
2-22-22 and its five repeating twos are considered angel numbers in numerology. That spurred a run on weddings in places like Reno, Nevada, where the city's teamed up to stage altars across town.
Oh, this really is a draw.
Christina Perry, owner of Garden Floral and Coffee, one of several wedding sites, expecting many people to come in and say, I do.
It's really interesting. People love these special dates, and especially this one because it's, you know, once in a lifetime.
Numerologists call the two the number of intuition, observation, and relationships, telling wellandgood.com that it's also a prime day for a first date or to focus on self-care. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.